And now, straight from Beacon Hill.
This is State Senator Bob Hedlund, Republican of Weymouth.
Well, let's be clear that it's the Republicans that have been in charge of this project.
I'm the Secretary of State, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because they pay me every time I do. It's a really good way to make money.
Or a silly bill. A silly bill. Yeah, it's like when I had a bill that had to do with, you know, circus animals.
It's time for the State House Report.
Yes, I am a Republican in Massachusetts, believe it or not.
Here's State Senator Bob Hedlund.
Welcome back to your Labor Day edition Monday Night Talk. And our first guest, of course, as you know, the first segment of Monday Night Talk is usually the State House Report. Joining us for this version of the State House Report, State Senator Bob Hedlund. Senator, how are you?
Happy Labor Day, Kevin, and to all your listeners.
What does the good senator do on this particular day, Labor Day? Do you have any plans? Do we find you working? Do we find you kind of kicking back and relaxing with family? What do you do?
Changed the diaper today.
I guess that's good to know.
I would say that's considered labor. I'm actually borrowing a pickup truck and going to move a refrigerator. That's labor.
Okay.
And then after that, no plan.
Okay. I know that things are not in session up at the State House. What's going on locally as far as politics? We've heard rumblings of Charlie Baker. Maybe we might hear from him this week. And we have other people who are looking to throw their hat into the gubernatorial ring. What are you hearing?
Well, we've had a whole series of Democrats already make their intentions clear on the governor's race. We haven't had anyone other than the little dance that Scott Brown did. And, of course, Charlie Baker has, you know, said he's looked at it and said that a decision is imminent. He said after Labor Day. So I would guess we're probably going to see an announcement this week, and all signs point to him giving another run.
Well, I guess the other thing I wanted to throw out there is in regards to, you know, not only Charlie Baker throwing his hat into the ring, but you already have, you mentioned that there are a bunch of Democrats who are throwing their hat in and wanting to seek this office. Is there anybody who sticks out that you feel might be getting the Democratic nod?
I don't know. I think it's very early to really prognosticate what Democrat could emerge as a front runner. You have a whole bunch of people in that race who are really lesser known type candidates. Juliette Kayyem, you've got Don Berwick. These aren't exactly household names. In fact, there's a few names in the race of people who are seeking the Democratic, or going to seek the Democratic nomination, that I can't even remember their name. And I'm obviously someone very in tune with politics. There's some guy who's some high-tech executive who's a Democrat. I can't even remember his name. So there's a bunch of lesser-known candidates, but certainly as money gets spent and the race goes on, those people will have much higher name recognition.
I know that you're somebody who from time to time can be seen with Jim Browdy on NECN. And recently, I would just say a matter of the past couple of days, you were on Jim Browdy's show with the former senator, Wayne Tolman. And you guys were talking
Warren Tolman.
And you were talking about what's going on over in Syria, over in the Middle East. How do you feel that some of the things that are going on, the decisions that are being made down in Washington are going to have an effect here in Massachusetts?
Well, God forbid we have more bloodshed and we lose more of our young kids to these conflicts and we open up another conflict. I hope we don't do so. Obviously, that's the position I took on Broadside. It goes beyond Massachusetts. It's going to have impact to the whole country. And I'm glad, you know, Republicans are criticizing and others are criticizing Obama for putting the decision before Congress, but I think that's appropriate. Congressmen are our voice in Washington, and that's where, you know, I know we have the War Powers Act and things like that, but traditionally and under our Constitution, that's where this decision is supposed to have been made in previous conflicts. So we've gotten away from that over the last 50 years, but I'm glad he has taken that approach rather than just on his own initiated airstrikes in Syria. I think it's a mistake if we take any action in getting ourselves involved in someone else's civil war, especially when you have two sides fighting over there, neither of whom are are our friends.
would it make sense that you look what happened in Egypt, and that's still an ongoing struggle at this particular time? Did we not learn anything as to what had happened over there when Mubarak was kind of ousted and we saw that there was a little bit of a power grab going on there? Did we not somehow assist in a degree, and look what happened?
You asked me if we learned anything from that. It doesn't seem we learn anything from foreign policy blunders ever. I mean, you can go all through history where we once had as a client Noriega, and we decided to take him out. We once had Saddam Hussein as a client. We take him out. Iran elects its first democratically elected president in Mossadegh, and we preach democracy. We didn't like what he did in the 50s. So, the CIA gets involved in having him taken out and assassinated or whatever. And, that leads to the Shah, which his brutal dictatorship led to Khomeini, which leads to the regime we have there now. We never seem to understand that our meddling seems to have consequences down the road. And I don't think picking a side in the Syrian fight makes any sense whatsoever. And certainly, getting involved in internal strife in Egypt makes no sense. And especially when, we got a billion, actually, when you consider other forms of assistance, it's closer to $2 billion a year in U.S. tax money going to Egypt. So I'd like to see us pull our horns in a little bit and pay more attention to what's going on at home, especially when you consider it's Labor Day and we've seen 23 million jobs go overseas since 2000. So we should pay attention to what's happening at home, not what's going on in Syria.
Okay. I guess I would ask you is, what are some of the things that we might have pending when the legislature here in Massachusetts returns to session? Anything that you know of that there could be conversations? Is there anything that you might have heard from any of your colleagues?
Well, a lot of things. I mean, we have not had hearings on most of the legislation that's been filed in this session, despite the fact that we are, well into the first calendar year of the two-year session. So we'll be heavy on the hearing schedule and executive sessions, and hopefully actually some of the legislation actually gets debated, which seems less and less the case on Beacon Hill these days because things tend to get micromanaged these days. So I'm hoping we actually get to some of the 6,000 bills that were filed, and we actually have some debate on them.
Anything that...
You're probably going to see an effort, debate on repealing this ridiculous tax on software writing services, the so-called tech tax that the Democrats voted blindly for because their leaders told them to, and now they're getting pushback from businesses and constituents who are feeling the impacts of it. We'll probably be revisiting that.
Is there anything that you had you put pen to paper or had any hand in any of these bills that might be heard?
Oh my goodness, yeah. I mean, there's lots.
give me a top five.
Probably most.
Okay. Well, give me a top five that you're looking at, hoping to get into some good hearty debate over.
Well, we have some updates to Melanie's Law that we pushed in the last session that we've got a lot of support from Mothers Against Drunk Driving and different law enforcement entities that would close a few loopholes that are in Melanie's Law. There's all kinds of stuff going on. There's a water infrastructure bill that's going to be debated. We're going to pay close attention to that since I have one of the only private for-profit water companies in my district, which has become controversial. Services to two towns in my district, to two and a half towns in my district, actually. So we should have a full plate, but I don't know. It's the process is broken down a little bit and doesn't move as efficiently as it once did, I think. On Beacon Hill.
Okay. Anything going on in your district that you want to take a moment to talk about, whether it's something that's since the last time you and I talked or that might be coming up?
Off the top of my head, other than immediately this week, we're going to be talking about flood maps in my district, especially in Marshfield and Scituate, which is causing some economic impacts to people whose insurance premiums are skyrocketing. We will be having a meeting on Wednesday in Marshfield for that, and I know you guys are publicizing that on the radio station, so that's of importance to people. I would say that's most immediate coming out of the gate this Labor Day week.
Well, we want to thank you so much for joining us and giving us your insight on many things within a 10-minute span. Anything you want to say in closing, sir?
No, happy Labor Day, and hopefully our leaders will focus on bringing some jobs back to the United States of America and not sign free trade agreements that really aren't free trade agreements that provide all kinds of incentives for companies to go overseas, but no incentives for them to keep jobs in America.
Excellent point. There he is, State Senator Bob Hedlund, joining us for the State House Report. We step aside. When we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.